Good morning.
Why did you want to map your way home in this new book?
Well, I realized once I got into it that maybe that's what I was doing. I was asked by the publishers about 9 years ago if I would do a history of Hazleton. And I thought, well, a history of Hazleton is interesting, but there's an Aboriginal history that goes back thousands of years, while Hazleton is approaching its second century. So I got into it, and then it just sort of started to take shape that it was really about following streams and following direction, and maps were an important part of it, and so were families, and that's really where it ended up going. And then, just by accident, I was talking to a friend, and she said to me, out of the blue, she said, you know, you really have to write a book. And I said, well, I am. And she said, well, and the title has to be Mapping My Way Home. And I thought about that, and it took me about a month, and I realized that's what I was doing. So that's where it came in, and maps have been really a large part of my life. I've always been interested in the Gixan territories, and I was in the minerals exploration business, which is all about mapping. It was not only that part, it was also beginning to map, okay, well, you know, I'm part Gixan and I'm part something else, and went from there.
With such an immense amount of history, how challenging was it to try and determine the different elements that you would write about?
Well, once again, it's like a river flowing along. I began to put it together, and the whole idea began to take shape. I wanted to deal with the confluence based on the river, the Skeena and the Bulkley, because that's where I was born and grew up. And I wanted to also work in the confluence between the Gixan and the Aboriginal people, our people, and then their confluence with the newcomers. And working my way through that, it began to take shape. The research to get there, I've been interested in Northwest BC history for a long, long time. My mother sent me to school in Vancouver in 1956, and I was very lonely in Vancouver. And so I used the brand new Vancouver Public Library opened around 1956, and I got into the Northwest history area looking for information about Hazleton. And about I wanted to touch base. And,
did you find much?
I found very little, but I found things that made me feel good. And then when I came home in 73, I got heavily involved in the Aboriginal rights and title situation, and did research both on our people and on family research on my Aboriginal side and my non-Aboriginal side.
So in a sense, you've been researching this book your whole life.
There's some truth to that, literally. And I'll tell you what, there was times before I started writing that it occurred to me, you know, while I was writing, I'm writing the book I always wanted to read. And to a certain extent, from that point of view, I tried to put young Gixan people and even non-Aboriginal people in the Hazleton area in the position I was back then. They didn't have the privilege of meeting all those elders born in the late 1800s and early 1900s that I did. I was lucky enough to work with them and really work intensely with them. And these young people, I thought it would be nice for them to know about those people and what they accomplished on their behalf, on those young people's behalf.
And in going through all these records, in recounting all of the many conversations you've had by looking at the maps, how do you better understand your own self after writing this book?
Well, I think something that it's done is give me some confidence in terms of the world of the Gixan today. I don't have any doubt that the Gik-San people are relevant today. What I'm really interested in is the values. I try, you know, what are the values that all of those people that I worked with that are enduring in terms of honesty, respect, consideration of their children and their grandchildren rather than, you know, money for themselves, but leaving a legacy for these young people, something that they can build on. I tried to establish and retain those good values that existed in those hereditary chiefs. And they never wanted anything for themselves. They wanted something for their grandchildren, and that's why they worked on this. And that's, quite frankly, partly why I wrote the book and partly what I would like to maintain on into the future. If that book and that record begins, even in a small way, to instill these kinds of principles and values in young Gik-San people, our leaders, our upcoming leaders, then some great part of that book has served a purpose.
Neil Sterrett, it's an honor to speak with you about it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you phoning, and I wish you well.